And now to an American company that has set its sights on global domination, that is Shake Shack. From a lone New York hot dog stand in 2001 to now 63 stores worldwide today, some in the Middle East. Some might call Shake Shack a viral sensation, but if there's one thing that we've learned this week following the shakeup at McDonald's, don't lose your focus. So joining us now is Steve Carvell, the Associate Dean at the Cornell School of Hotel Administration. And still with me is my guest host, Susan Lyon, the president of AOL's BBG Ventures. Okay, Steve, first to you. Look, you kind of compare, you don't come necessarily, because we're talking burgers versus this other thing that I'm about to say, which is Steve Jobs, okay, and Apple. But you say that Danny Meyer has had sort of that Steve Jobs-esque singular vision, which is that make something that people want. They don't even know that they want it, but when you make it, they want it. And that is the gourmet burger that he's perfected. Right, Steve?
Yes, right. I mean, thank you very much and good morning. You know, Danny and his group of really dedicated people, they've come up with the right formula. They recognize that they create a burger, fries, shake that just blows people away as they taste it, consume it. And they do it with a staff of people who are not only highly motivated but engaged with their customers. They wind up with a phenomenal formula. So, and I think when people first go in, they think, well, what am I going to get out of this? And once they've consumed it, they recognize that, you know, they just had something that they didn't expect.
Okay, so I'm going to be the downer here, all right? Susan, I see the lines around Shake Shacks. You've seen them, too, all
Absolutely.
Over Manhattan. They're great. The burgers are great. But when I see long lines like that, I start to think Cronuts. You know, is this another fad? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing this for years now.
Yes.
But one of the things I think is interesting here is that it's evidence of the value of a great creation story. And they started this business, the Shake Shack, as a food truck when Madison Square Park was reopening. And the city was excited about it. Everyone was excited about it. Lots of press. And Danny was looked at as the savior coming in with this lovely little thing that ultimately ended up getting long lines of people coming.
Right.
So by the time they started rolling it out to more places, there was a story that everybody knew that you waited for an hour to
yes.
get the hamburger there. Which is, then you want to go.
Right,
you want to try it
the
out.
The story was almost as appetizing as the burger then,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Great
okay.
story.
So then, Steve, the question, I think the unknown question is, can Shake Shack create the same sensation outside of New York and also outside of this country, right? And there are some indications that maybe there might be some problems. I mean, outside of New York, their store sales are half of what they are here in New York.
Well, that's going to be a purely volume issue, of course, because their population, the density of their population isn't nearly what Manhattan is going to be. But I think they're going to still outpull any other competitors. But of course, there's two parts to that. One part is, of course, just getting people in, but then growing same unit sales. You know, once you hit some certain peak, and I think, you know, Shake Shack is going to gear up and hit the peak in those markets pretty quickly. That's their strength. And I think the problem, the risk, will be how do you keep the growth going?
Right. How do you keep the growth going? How do you keep it going and still keep down your costs and at the same time keep the quality? Right, Steve?
Right. Those are supply chain issues. They're going to be probably a little bit less of a problem here in the United States than globally. But I think they have a pretty good handle on their supply chain and alternative routes for things if they need it. On the other hand, you know, they another one of their big bonuses is their human resource. They just have a great team building model. The people who work there are tremendously motivated, and that helps to keep costs down. You know, they don't have a lot of waste. They don't have a lot of obviously spoilage in their market, or in their business model. So I'm less concerned at all about cost control, given the supply chain and their team here in the United States.
All right.
Globally, of course, that's another issue.
Steve, thank you so much. Steve Carvell, the Associate Dean at the Cornell School of Hotel Administration, of course, one of the premier schools around the country on restaurant business. And, of course, Susan Lyon staying with me as well. And a reminder, tune in to Danny Meyer and Randy Garrudy joining me at 10 o'clock.